G'day, day 116, and I'm currently at Boyle Flat Hut after 5 hours and 45 minutes walking from Ann Hut, and it was just a real simple walk really. I took my time and then sped up and then took my time again and had a couple of breaks at Rockabye Hut, which was a nice wee place, but it was cool. Last night at Ann Hut, it was a really fancy or new hut, and so that was really nice to be at. And the wild horses that were hanging around, that was really cool. And we just relaxed since we got there semi earlier than we thought we would as well. And then today we've just been relaxing as well once we got here in the prep for a short day to get out to then hitch. Now, my whole schedule's kind of changed. I woke up this morning and my boots were ruined. Like, the front of the rubber that's on top on it has decided that it's going to peel away from the toe, and I'm just leaking all over the place, and these are meant to be waterproof boots that cost me a lot of money. So having to go into Hamner Springs now to actually probably get new shoes, new boots, which wasn't on the schedule because we actually had a food drop waiting for us at Boyle Village. And so in a way I'm a little disappointed, I'm a little bit sad, because I wanted not to do any hitching because I seen that as being part of the puristy kind of thing, but really it's not. I will be coming back to the location and starting exactly from where I would be, so not really a big deal in the end. I just got to change my own mindset, and it is a mindset. Everyone walks their own trail and walks their own thing and has their own expectations, and my expectations, I need to change them. Walking through and going out. So I'll be doing that with Richie and Dan and Rachel, and we'll be having a day rest in Hamner Springs and relaxing there. The track today was pretty simple. I just walked along through a valleys, went over a real simple saddle. I wouldn't say scenery-wise, there was nothing really too much going on. So it was, you know, St. James track. It's nice, but after seeing what you've seen in the previous, especially just in the Wild Pass track, that was awesome. We're just lazing around, reading, doing what we were doing. A German guy's just turned up. His trail name is Rattleby. I haven't actually learned his real name at this stage, but he's doing TA, and he's got here like within 2 months. It was just taking me four months to get to this point. So he's rocketing through, and he's got this absolutely lightweight gear, and I'm absolutely envious. So my lightweight gear is something that I'll be looking into for the future tramps and so forth, because yeah, he just looks so fresh. Have a good life.